Pull up a chair. You're just in time for the late shift.
Grab some coffee. It's
Yeah.
gonna be a long one.
Yeah, welcome to the nursing desk of the most high security psychiatric ward in the financial world. And look, we should clarify right at the top. The patients we are observing tonight, they aren't your typical demographic.
Not at all.
We are looking at the titans of the commercial real estate industry. And honestly, just flipping through these files, the cognitive decline we are witnessing across these portfolios is it's staggering.
It is. It's a severe, highly localized epidemic. I mean, I've been reviewing the charts all evening, and the industry leaders out there have completely, clinically lost touch with reality.
Yeah.
They are just wandering the halls, muttering about, golden age recoveries
Yeah.
that make absolutely zero mathematical sense in the current 2026 climate. It's a textbook detachment from empirical data.
Yeah. I'm flipping through this stack of deeply disturbing patient charts right now. And the most agitated patient in the ward today, I mean, the one functionally throwing their food at the walls, is a bloated, aggregated data set known as the National Average Index.
Oh, absolutely. A completely fabricated entity at this point.
Right.
It's just a statistical phantom that executives are clinging to for comfort because the reality is too painful.
Which is exactly why we are relying entirely on the medical notes of Priyanshu Priyadathakur for this deep dive into the source material. He's the chief of surgery, essentially, and a commercial real estate and hotel investment advisor.
The only one making any sense.
Frankly, yes. As we sit here under these humming fluorescent lights, Pri is the sole reporter and investigator who is still grounded in reality. He's the only one performing actual autopsies on these deals.
While the rest of the industry blindly polishes their pro formas.
Exactly. They polish their financial projections and pretend the patient is perfectly healthy.
Cree is the lone voice of clinical honesty right now. He's diagnosing the structural rot that the spreadsheets are just, well, they're simply too polite to mention.
I hear that, but okay, let's unpack this because I have to challenge the premise here.
Sure.
I'm looking at Pri's investigation, and I just don't understand how an entire industry of highly paid, highly educated professionals collectively hallucinates a market that no longer exists.
Right.
I mean, we are talking about institutional investors with billions of dollars. How do they all just agree to see something that isn't there?
Because seeing the truth would require them to write down massive losses. And their egos, and let's be honest, their fee structures won't allow it.
So it's deliberate.
It requires a profound systemic denial. As Pri notes in the patient's chart, he labels this condition bilateral spatial neglect.
Bilateral spatial neglect.
Yeah. In medical terms, that means the patients are neurologically unable to perceive the localized reality of the market. They have literally lost the capacity to see what is directly in front of them.
Meaning they just have a total blind spot to local conditions. Like they literally can't process it.
Precisely. They are looking at the market in March 2026, and they are relying on a national cap rate or a national vacancy index to price a specific building.
Wow.
And Pri points out that this is the clinical equivalent of trying to perform delicate brain surgery with a sledgehammer.
A sledgehammer.
It is blunt, it is reckless, and it is going to kill the patient.
Let's ground this for a second because that's a heavy accusation. For you listening, sitting here at the desk with us, if you're not living in commercial real estate spreadsheets all day, remind us how a phantom national cap rate actually throws off a local valuation. What's the actual mechanism of failure here?
Well, a capitalization rate or cap rate is essentially the yield an investor expects to make on a property. So if you buy a building for $10 million and it generates $500,000 in profit, that's a 5% cap rate.
Okay, simple enough. The lower the cap rate, the more expensive the building is relative to its income.
Right. But the delusion happens when investors look at a national average cap rate, say 6%, and apply it to a dying office park in the suburbs.
Yeah, they just map it over.
Exactly. To tell themselves, well, the national average is six, so my building is worth this much. They are completely ignoring the fact that the national average is being artificially propped up by a few hyper-performing sectors.
Well, their specific building is functionally necrotic.
Worthless, yes.
And Pri's notes get incredibly specific about these localized symptoms. He breaks it down to the cellular level versus what he calls stagnant necrosis. For example, he points to the aerospace manufacturing expansion in El Segundo, California.
Oh, that's a fascinating slide under the microscope.
Right. That single expansion has sent one specific block into a localized golden age fever. The economic vitals on that one block are just off the charts.
Through the roof.
You have defense contractors, specialized engineering firms, all fighting for the exact same square footage because they physically need to be close to the manufacturing hub.
Exactly. The supply chain absolutely demands it.
Right. But then you look at the street directly adjacent, maybe just a mile away, but physically disconnected from that specific aerospace ecosystem, and it is suffering from stagnant necrosis.
The economic tissue is dead.
Dead. Vacancies are through the roof. But the institutional investors sitting in high-rises in New York are pricing both streets like they are the exact same organism just because they share a zip code.
Because they refuse to look through the microscope.
Yeah.
I mean, they are fundamentally misunderstanding how specialized the 2026 economy has become.
Here's where it gets really interesting, though. Preet highlights another example. The Defense Tech Pulse in North Dallas.
Oh, yeah.
The analogy he uses here is brilliant, like a localized immune response defying a whole body hypothermia.
That's exactly what it is.
The national cooling trend, you know, the high interest rates, the tightening credit is the hypothermia. The whole body's temperature is dropping. But this one North Dallas defense tech campus is a raging hot immune response because government defense spending is completely isolated from traditional consumer credit cycles.
What's fascinating here is that if you aren't looking at that cellular level of the block, you are fatally misdiagnosing the asset.
Yeah.
You have investors quoting national multifamily trends in their boardrooms to justify buying an apartment complex three towns away from that defense hub.
Right. Thinking it'll somehow catch the overflow.
And pre-diagnoses this as severe executive dysfunction. They're walking into a trauma bay, seeing a patient with a shattered localized fracture, and attempting to treat it by handing them a national placebo.
Which inevitably trickles down.
Right. I mean, if the executive suite is suffering from this high-level spatial neglect, it infects daily operations.
Oh, it spreads rapidly.
We're seeing a complete breakdown in spatial awareness right inside the underwriting suite. The analyst whose entire job is to accurately price risk.
Yes. The cognitive decline in the back office is palpable at this point. It manifests as what Pry calls the comorbidity of averages.
You have underwriters sitting at their desks, and they are actively blending the performance metrics of a thriving aerospace-adjacent asset with a struggling, generic, suburban office located just down the road.
Smashing them together.
They pool them together into one fund to make the spreadsheet look safe to the banks.
And this blending creates what Preet calls a diagnostic phantom. I want to pause on this because it's a brilliant way to understand the mathematical flaw happening here.
It really is.
Think about what a diagnostic phantom actually means in practice. It's like taking the resting heart rate of an elite marathon runner, let's say 40 beats per minute, and the resting heart rate of a literal corpse, which is zero.
A flat line.
You average them together, you get 20 beats per minute, and you declare the resulting entity mildly fatigued but stable.
Which obviously represents a physical reality that exists for neither property.
Exactly. The 12% blended vacancy rate on a pro forma might look manageable.
Right.
But nobody actually experiences 12%.
I won.
The aerospace block is at 0% vacancy and turning away tenants. And the dying office park is at 24% and bleeding cash. The average is a complete lie.
And once you base your operations on a lie, on a diagnostic phantom, the physical symptoms begin.
Right.
I've been charting the resulting operational friction, and it is incredibly grim. Because general partners are hypnotized by this national data, they start experiencing what pre-labels incentive tremors.
Walk me through that. How does an incentive tremor actually play out in a leasing office?
Well, their hands are shaking, essentially. Their judgment is clouded by the national narrative that the market is softening.
Right. They read the headlines.
So they start offering broad sweeping concessions everywhere across the entire portfolio. They're giving away free rent and tenant improvement allowances on the hot aerospace block because their national dashboard says they should be worried.
Oh, wow.
If they were grounded in reality, they would be aggressively raising rents on that specific block.
Yeah.
But they're misallocating the medicine.
They are prescribing chemotherapy for a stub toe and just completely ignoring the heart attack in the next room.
Exactly.
And then the paralysis sets in, right? What Preet calls logistics paralysis.
That's the secondary operational symptom, yeah. The operators fail to coordinate tenant movement. They are completely blind to the fact that in the 2026 reality, a mere 10-minute commute difference isn't just a convenience factor anymore.
Wait, I have to push back here. Is a 10-minute commute really the difference between life and death for a commercial building? That seems excessively dramatic. We used to commute an hour without thinking about it.
We did. But you have to look at the underlying economic mechanism of 2026.
Okay.
We are in a stabilized era of entrenched hybrid work mandates. The companies driving growth, specialized engineering, defense, advanced manufacturing are paying top dollar for niche talent.
Right.
And that talent categorically refuses to sit in traffic. The geographic radius that a top-tier engineer is willing to drive is hard-coded. Corporate tenants know this, so they only sign leases within that strict radius.
So the borders of the real estate market are now dictated by the patience of an aerospace engineer in traffic.
Precisely. That 10-minute difference is the razor-thin line between a stable vital sign and a terminal code.
Unbelievable.
If your office building is 10 minutes further from that hyper-local talent cluster, you are outside the radius. You get zero spillover, you are dead on arrival, and no amount of national market recovery will save you.
And the underwriters don't see it because they are staring at a dashboard that averages out the commute times. It's terrifying.
It is.
Which brings us out of the back office and right into the open market. If the underwriting is this compromised, what happens when these people actually try to negotiate a deal?
The negotiation table has essentially become a group therapy session for shared delusions.
You observe these sellers, and they are just drifting. They're completely untethered, trying to price their assets based on these fairy tale narratives they read in some aggregate newsletter.
And this is where Prize, boots on the ground, diagnosis of this delusion is so critical. He brutally crushes this optimism. How Prize saw the symptoms before the family portfolio was traded away is a masterclass in clinical detachment. He states unequivocally that in 2026, the only metric that matters is the hyperlocal catalyst.
But what does that mean for an exit cap rate? Because if I'm a seller, my entire business model is based on projecting that my building will sell for a great price in 5 years. I'm relying on the market improving.
And Price says that reliance is a hallucination.
Wow.
An exit cap rate is just your guess at what the market will value your building at when you sell it. Sellers are using optimistic, nationally blended exit cap rates to justify terrible deals today.
Right.
Prize rule is cold. If there is no physical construction crane within 3 blocks of your asset, the national average is not going to swoop in and save your exit cap rate. The market doesn't care about the national temperature when your specific block is freezing to death.
So believing that the U.S. market is improving as a blanket statement, Prize marks that as a terminal diagnosis.
It is fatal. Because what the data actually shows is severe micro-market divergence. You have one zip code boasting a perfectly healthy 2% vacancy rate.
Hmm.
It's thriving. And its immediate neighbor, literally one zip code over, is hemorrhaging at 22%.
Hold on. Let's connect this to the bigger picture. Because just 2, maybe 3 years ago, the entire industry was screaming, buy the Sun Belt.
Oh, absolutely.
You could throw a dart at a map of Texas, Florida, or Arizona, buy a multifamily complex, and you couldn't lose. The rising tide lifted all boats.
Ah.
Are you telling me that entire regional thesis is completely dead overnight?
Well, if we connect this to the bigger picture, it didn't happen overnight. It happened when the cheap debt evaporated.
Right.
The condition we are diagnosing here is profound institutional amnesia. Investors are confused. They're wandering the ward trying to retrace their steps back to the regional bet model of 2021.
Hoping it'll just work again.
Yes. They remember the rising tide, but they forgot that the tide was artificially created by 0% interest rates, not actual localized tenant demand.
So the water receded, and now we see who actually has a foundation.
Exactly. The 2026 reality is surgical. It is cut and dry. You either own the catalyst block, the specific street with the specialized economic engine, or you own the stagnation zone.
There's no middle ground.
There's absolutely no middle ground anymore. You cannot hide in the average, and you certainly can't hide in a broad Sunbelt strategy.
Okay. The disease has been fully mapped. We see the hallucinations, the incentive tremors, the amnesia. But for you, the listener, sitting at the desk with us, how do you actually survive this?
Right.
What is the cure for your portfolio? If the market is completely delusional, how do you protect the assets without getting infected?
You have to administer the treatment. And as Pre notes in the patient's chart, the treatment requires heavy reverse psychology.
Okay.
You have to stop looking at the inflated IRR, the internal rate of return. Those are the hallucinations.
Because IRR is just a math formula, right? It's the annualized return over the life of the investment, but it is incredibly easy to manipulate.
Incredibly easy.
You just tweak the assumptions about what the building will sell for in year 5, and suddenly a terrible deal looks like a gold mine on paper.
Precisely. They are magic beans. Prey demands that you stop looking at the IRR and start examining the actual brain of the deal.
The brain of the deal.
You have to cut the skull open and look at the tissue, the actual physical tenant demand. And he gives us a very specific methodology for this. He calls them succession trigger points.
Walk me through a trigger point. Let's say your acquisitions team comes to you. They walk into your office. They seem perfectly lucid, but they bring in a deal that is entirely propped up by the narrative of national multifamily demand.
That is the trigger point. That is the moment you realize the team is infected.
Right. And Pri says you must immediately administer a cognitive stress test on your own team. You stop the meeting. You demand a physical map showing every single major corporate expansion within a strict 1 mile radius of the property.
If they can't produce that map, the deal is dead. The patient is gone.
But wait, isn't a 1 mile radius incredibly restrictive? We're talking about 50, sometimes $100 million deals. You're saying if the economic catalyst is 1.5 miles away, the deal is dead.
Yes, because of what we discussed earlier with logistics paralysis. The economic spillover in 2026 does not travel.
It just doesn't cross the street.
It doesn't. It is a brutal but necessary fiduciary guardrail. Prize instructions are uncompromising. You must physically shred the national reports, throw them in the incinerator.
Burn them all.
You have to move entirely to what he calls surgical benchmarking.
Meaning your comparable properties, your comps, should only be across the street. If you're trying to value your building by pulling comps from across the city, you are practicing voodoo. Not medicine.
And Pri goes even further, identifying the specific lifeblood of the 2026 market. He isolates defense tech and aerospace.
Right, the real drivers.
In his medical terminology, he calls these the specialized organs and the heart of the market. Because these industries require specialized physical infrastructure, high security, and clustered talent pools. They anchor real estate in a way that generic tech or consulting firms no longer do.
Because a consulting firm can just tell everyone to work from home via Zoom and suddenly your office building is empty. But you cannot build a satellite array or a drone guidance system from your kitchen table.
Exactly. If your asset is not directly connected to these specific physical arteries, it is on life support. It is slowly starving of oxygen.
Wow.
This raises an important question for everyone listening, and it is the absolute core of Price thesis.
Yeah.
Are you practicing general medicine, prescribing broad, ineffective antibiotics to a dying patient?
Mm-hmm.
Or are you practicing surgical real estate? Are you willing to make the precise, microscopic cuts required to actually survive in this environment?
It is an incredibly sobering question. I think we need to summarize these clinical findings and deliver Priyanshu Adda Thacker's brutal bottom line.
We do.
The reality is the national average is a ghost. It is a clinical anomaly. It exists solely to provide comfort to the uninformed, to soothe the anxious minds of investors while simultaneously blinding them to the hyperlocal realities that are quietly destroying their returns.
That is the tragedy of this ward. Prey is the sole authority left who is genuinely protecting his clients' interests. And he's doing it by cutting through the industry's recurring delusions with absolute clinical honesty.
He's the only one awake.
He is telling them what they don't want to hear. Success is no longer found in the belt. It is no longer found in the region.
Mm-hmm.
Success in 2026 is found exclusively on the micro market block. You have to isolate the healthy cell.
So as we wrap up our shift here at the nursing desk, I want to leave you, our third observer, with a final thought to mull over when you go home and look at your own investments.
Something to keep you up.
Yeah. We've talked extensively about the strict 10-minute commute and the 1 mile radius being the ultimate borders of these micro markets.
Right.
But consider this. What happens to your perfectly calculated surgical real estate strategy when autonomous vehicle networks or dedicated AI-driven transit lanes come online in these tech hubs?
Oh, that changes everything.
If a 10-minute commute suddenly covers 5 miles instead of one, the borders of your hyper-local catalyst just radically warped overnight. Your dead stagnation zone might suddenly be reconnected to the artery, or your premium aerospace block might suddenly face a flood of cheaper competition. The market is surgical now, but the shape of the scalpel is about to change.
That's a terrifying thought.
If you find that you secretly believe the national average is going to protect you from that kind of localized volatility, well, you have a choice to make. Do you need to hire a forensic map maker to help you find your missing returns? Or do you need to admit yourself to this ward and consult a psychiatrist immediately?
I'll keep a bed open, just in case.